Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to my show Validate the Messages Within. I'm your host tonight, Claire Braddock, and I'm also known as Trust Claire. So I tended to forget last night when I ran a show that even though I have a lot of people that know me and have had readings from me and we've been acquainted for many, many years, there's also new people listening that don't have a clue who I am. So if you haven't had a chance to go to my show page, the primary page, and read up on me, I'm just going to tell you real quick, introduce myself for new listeners. Again, my name is Claire Braddock, and I also go by Trust Claire, which has been a trademark of mine. Shoot, now I got to do math. For at least, I'm guessing, 20 years. Trademark given to Colorado when I started writing a tarot column for a local magazine up there called the Healing Path magazine. So that's where that comes from. It was called the Trust Claire column, tarot column. So a little bit about me. I am a seventh generation hereditary psychic. I have Celtic roots that go back to Scotland, seven generations on my mother's side. And so with that, I'm basically born and raised as a psychic, clairvoyant, very supportive in my upbringing on both sides, my mom and dad. Trying to say, I was back in 1979. Many moons ago. 1979, my family moved into a house built in 1885. So it was old back then in 1979 when we moved in there. And there had been many deaths, natural deaths that occurred in the house. And so it was very common to see things, hear things, have strange things happen. I have a younger brother who's 2 years younger than me. So I was about 4 or 5 when we had moved into that house. He would have been 2 or 3. So our upbringing, that's just our norm. There's been different times throughout my life I've gone on paranormal investigations and been asked to check out homes. And my common response is, this feels like home. You know, I go back to that same feeling of what, for me, feels like home. So currently I live in Montrose, Colorado. I am a Colorado native, born and raised in Longmont, where we lived in the house built in 1885, graduated from Longmont, and then moved to Fort Collins. And I lived in Fort Collins and did this work professionally, did a lot of what I call writing the psychic circuit, meaning I did a lot of psychic fairs, fundraisers doing this work, and had a lot of fun up there. But then life changes like it does for most everyone, and I moved down here to Montrose, still in Colorado, and I've been here for about the past 10 years, going on 11 this year. I moved down here in 2005. However, then, for the past 3 years, I kind of took a break from doing the psychic work specifically in the past 3 years, doing the online work and in person. I put a halt on that and decided to do the career of nursing. So I've been working with the elderly, the disabled, all over this area. I hold a certified nursing aid license, and so I've been doing that for, like I said, about 3 years in the home health field. Loved it, absolutely love it. And now wanting to get back into the routine of helping people on a much deeper level, even though working in the nursing field is huge on helping people, obviously. I think the most, the most intimate experience that I've had working in the nursing field with my clients in the past 3 years have been the crossing over, assisting with that. So So that's huge. And being able to just be there and hold their hand and support them on so many different levels, both the person, my client, who is preparing to journey on to another life, wherever that may be in their belief system, and being able to spiritually help the family go through that process. So being a clairvoyant medium, that's right up my alley. Nothing new or strange to me. That's another thing that comes through for me to mention with who I am and my whole life. My first job, actual paid job at 16, was working at the local mortuary in Longmont. So death is a huge part of my life. So I think that's everything I wanted to go over with about myself. I do want to let everyone know tonight with the show title being Validate the Messages Within, I will be offering readings tonight. And it's going to be in, I'm hoping, because I want to set the intention, start it and go to the call lines tonight. My intention, setting that intention for tonight, is that we have interactive readings. We're in this time frame, time period, age, paradigm, whatever word you want to use, of remembering and reclaiming who we are. It's been many, many centuries of being in the Dark Ages and being in the Age of Pisces, and we're now coming out of that, remembering and reclaiming who we are. One of my taglines when I had my website up and running was embrace the integrity of your soul's authenticity. And I think that's very pertinent to who we are and where we're going and what we're doing in this time. I'm going to go to the call line soon, take some calls, take readings for people. I want to make it, like I said, set the intention of making this interactive. I want to ask questions. Like, I want to be the one asking you questions, but not the leading type questions for psychic readings per se. The questions I'm going to be asking, obviously, what's on your mind? Because obviously there's going to be a question on your mind that you would like to have addressed and have me look into. My questions back, for example, are going to be going deeper into what's in your heart, and then I'll be able to as well look into what's going on in your heart space and the energy around you. So, and I'm going to go to the call lines here. I want to let people know that I am on my cell phone, and I have it hopefully set to where everyone can hear me clearly. Sometimes it's difficult for me to hear back, being that we're being connected through the radio. So I'm considering if I need to put in my headset, my headphone headset. So if I need to do that, I'll let you know and pause. The other thing that I always struggle for words. Sometimes. That's not always true. I do see that Ruby of Ruby's Fire, she's a dear friend of mine and also a tarot reader, psychic, and all that good fun stuff. She knows quite well there are times I do not struggle for words and I can talk forever. Another type of reading that I do, tarot cards are very common. I do tarot, which is very good in-person readings and such. People like to have a visual and are always fascinated with you're getting all that information off that one card, whatever. But I also specialize, that's the word, I have learned to specialize in reading, psychically reading Uno cards, the game Uno. I was a huge hit. A lot of fun doing Uno readings. I would videotape the live radio shows and all that. But tonight, I did not pull out my Uno cards. I do have them available, but they're not easily accessible right now. So that will be for another show where I am looking at putting up just Uno readings. Okay, I'm going to go to the call line. Caller, I'm pulling on Air's area code 509. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Claire. My name is My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington.
Erica in Washington. How are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I was just wondering if it's possible, like, if you connect to the other side, like mediumship. I've never called.
Are you looking specifically for a medium reading tonight?
Yeah, I was hoping to connect to one of my aunties and, like, just ask if, like, she has any advice or any, like, messages she would like me to pass on or just anything she would like me to know.
Okay, I can't be specific that this is your which aunt or that it's your aunt. There is a female coming through, okay? There's a lot of emotions connected to her and movement. So this is somebody that connected to you. I'm trying to figure out where she's going with the movement because it comes through as travel, movement, and balance, trying to keep everything balanced, organized, in order. And that's connected with her, but as she comes through, does any of that make sense to you?
Well, she recently passed, like Sunday morning.
Oh, very recent. Okay, it's most likely her if it's a recent pass, and I only say that because this person coming through, to explain to you and to other listeners, this woman coming through for you that's bringing through information, when somebody crosses over, yes, they've crossed over, okay, and I don't want to be disrespectful or rude, but just to use blatant language, when a person dies, they're dead, okay, they leave their body, the body is dead. We all understand that, I'm hoping. When you die, you leave your body, but however, not always do we fully, completely cross over to what's considered commonly as the other side. Generally, when a person dies, they stick around for numerous reasons. The number one most common reason that the spirit, soul, whoever the person is, the reason they stay, they'll stay long enough for the funeral. I mean, it's so common when you go to a person's memorial or funeral, you can actually literally feel their presence. That is due to the fact that they actually literally are there.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me so far? So I'm getting that there's still that this is a recent blatant death. This is a recent death crossing over, but not fully crossed over. They're still here connected for certain reasons. I'm just going to shoot off what's coming through, okay? So along with that, I keep being shown the number 5. Number 5 keeps coming through strongly. I get 5 and a 15. Okay, I'm not sure where to place any of this. I'm just shooting from the hip right now. The number 5 comes through. I'm being shown arguments, disagreements, in a sense like competition. I keep getting the sense of it over. It is, and it comes through with this kind of a materialistic thing. And I don't want to be rude about that either, but it comes through as wanting, it's not specifically like her things, an item of it, of any particular sense that the family's fighting over, but there does seem this to be coming through this sense of disagreements over something with her. Make sense how I'm explaining what I'm being shown?
Yeah.
Okay. Sadness, I understand that. When I look into when I just look into your heart space, I see a lot of the sadness, the grief, the disappointment, the shock. This is still kind of a shock that it's real.
It was unexpected.
The reality of it. What's that?
Yeah, she was healthy. It was unexpected. I guess she caught the influenza flu, and that just attacked her heart.
Yeah, the heart.
And that, you know, went on to different organs, and that was it.
Okay. From her, what I'm being shown and told that connects specifically to you, this coming week, and I am shown specifically the 19th for whatever reason, so keep the 19th coming up in the back of your head. She's showing me, I keep being shown the sun shining on your back, and then I keep being reminded of the, there's like Irish Celtic blessings of the, may the sun always shine on your back. Are you familiar with what I'm receiving? Because I don't know the blessings, but I keep being, like, reminded of Irish blessings that say, may the sun always shine on you or on your back. I keep being shown the sun shining on your back. And there's something specific with the 19th of success and things starting to move forward and grow for you. And I'm also being shown by her. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I don't know what it means.
Okay. What is that? I don't even know what the 19th is. I don't have a calendar in front of me. So, but the 19th is coming up important for you in regards to things being happier. And I'm also told by her for the next 3 months of your life, the next 3 months, she's going to be staying around more so with you for that guidance. You don't have to fear not feeling her, sensing her, being guided by her. She's sticking around, staying longer, at least 3 months connected with you.
Yeah, I just, you know, she was on life support, and, like, my family gave up on her, and that's what hurt me. Like, I spoke up, you know, I was like, no, you know, like, no, until her brain is out, that's when you give up, but not until then. And, well, I was overruled, and I understand you have to respect what her husband and mother want, you know, but I just, that's what kind of gets me, and I don't talk about it because it's just torture now because it's already passed, like nothing can bring her back, you know, for like hope that she would have made it, but that's just kind of what gets me the most.
And that's where I'm also shown. That's where the arguing, the disagreement, because what keeps going through in your head is like people argued their way to get what they wanted, but now that they got their way, which was saying, let's go ahead and let her transition as peacefully as possible. Is that the question keeps going through their mind, your mind?
I don't know, maybe,
right,
yeah.
Did we got
probably
what we wanted? But now, was it, you know, all those doubts going through your head?
Well, to me, it's more like you never pull someone up the plug. You just let them, you know, like eventually, no matter how long it takes them in the hospital, like they will eventually catch on, you know, like that was my hope. But I have no say in any of that, like.
Did she
was blown, like, no, she was flown away, like, 3 hours, and I think that was another, like, kind of obstacle, like, you know, having family in hotels every day, and regardless, you know, like, I was really close, because I'm away from for college, so I was, like, 20 minutes from her, which is nothing, like, 10 miles, so I was stuck around, like, every day until she would have gotten better.
Very, very difficult. Do you have other questions you want me to look at addressing?
Well, just any messages she would like me to pass on.
Okay. What she immediately shows me is, it's like a picture of your grief that you're going through, obviously. This is so recent. And having to work through it. You need to take a break. Okay, I know how I'm telling you, I know how difficult that is when she says she would be saying that. You need a break, a respite, recuperation time, okay, before it becomes forced on you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also being shown this could be, this could start to become so difficult where it slips into a depression. And you don't want to get so focused. And I know this sounds generic, but you don't want to get so focused on the sadness and the grief that you are unable to look at all the other blessings around you, one being that she's still with you. She's able, yes, it was sudden, but I keep being shown her soul contracts, her contracts on earth for that life were completed. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can't say because it's not coming through from her, and she just kind of, you know that, the look someone gives you when they don't want to answer, but it's kind of, you have to guess by their facial expression, they kind of lift their left shoulder, or one of their shoulders, because I keep being shown she's lifting her left shoulder when I see her. It comes to it, it wasn't completely her decision, and you're right about that. We're all right about that. But she is okay with the decision of ending this lifetime, this recent one, because her soul contracts were done. She could have fully lived out everything. No, like soul contract, soul karma, day by day karma. Do good unto the others and good will come back to you. Harm none. But she, at a soul level, learned everything she needed to learn so that she could progress. So rest assured in that.
Yeah, I look at her accomplishments. No, I think I'm good. At 36, she was too young, you know. But I look at her accomplishments, too. And, you know, I'm proud of some of the ones she did. And my brother would tell her that, too. We'll meet again.
Your work keeps coming through. Your accomplishments and your work. Being shown by her, okay, like you just said, you look at her accomplishments. She keeps bringing through to look at your accomplishments and I'm shown projects, accomplishments, like accolades, and then the spirit of moving forward and getting more for yourself. That makes sense how I'm putting it?
Yeah, and I'm looking out for her kids, too. Like, I want them to accomplish college as well. So, yeah.
May I ask how old you are? How old are you?
22.
So she was just a couple years older than you?
Yeah, like a decade, kind of.
You're a young one. Keep looking forward, and I'm going to put you back on hold on the listening line and take another caller, but I want you to know that what specifically keeps coming through before we end this reading is that the next 3 months she's going to be closer with you than other family members at this time. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. You're very welcome. I'm going to put you back on the listening line, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're welcome. Takes me a while to figure out how to put someone on the line and on hold. Okay, it does show we've only got like 5 minutes left, and this time has gone by really, really, really fast. When I'm in the middle of a reading, especially when somebody comes through like that, I do apologize, and at the same time, I don't apologize. Of course, I would never apologize to Erica to allow her aunt to come through. But time does just fly right by. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and we'll go from there. I have down to, like I said, about 5 minutes left of live airtime, and then we've got 15 additional minutes that goes into archives. So you're welcome to stay on the line. We're going to go to area code 941. So area code 941. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wendy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Wendy with a W?
Yes.
Okay, Wendy. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess it's I have questions about my day job and my career aspirations, and there's been some kind of unrest, or it's been a little chaotic at my job, and I wonder if you see anything with that, or if it's going to calm down, or if you see me being able to go into some other, you know, follow more of my career dreams, or...
Okay, follow your dreams. Of course, that's going to be the first answer. Follow your dreams.
Okay.
In your space, what I'm being shown in your space, your aura around you, or however you want to explain it, it's called for me to visually interpret and explain what I'm being shown. There's two women that come through. One is a mother figure. The other is a mother figure's daughter, or she's like a sister to you, okay? There's two women in your space, okay? They come through actually as your support, your confidants, people that you can actually trust and depend on, okay? Things have been at a complete reversal and standstill. You feel like you're tied recently, okay?
Yes.
There's going to be a drop in that, okay? It's not going to be like the rug's going to be pulled out from underneath you. It's like you're intentionally going to break free to fall, all right? Visually coming through in your sixth chakra, like your crown chakra, your third eye area, your brain area, your head, I'm showing a picture of the full moon, and then in your heart space, I'm being shown like the northern star, a big huge star. To me, that this is my interpretation, but I'm putting it out. I'm going to tell you what my interpretation is, but I also need you to interpret it personally because of the way it comes through. I'm being shown and told what I would say then is follow your intuition, what's in your heart, that still small voice, again, the name of the show, validate the messages within. You already know the answers. Follow that intuition inside your heart that is being spoken then to your head. Follow that, okay?
Okay.
Next rest of the month is going to be very, very exhausting for you. I get a lot of exhaustion, overburden, just weights on your back. Get through it, okay? You're almost to the top. You've got that support and help to get you to the top. I am shown then additionally the chaos at work, okay? It's bad. I get it. It's not going to get any better. I can tell you right now, and I'm kind of rushing through this because I know we're at the end of the live show here.
Yes.
There will be a change of job, okay? Your job, your career, that's all changing. That will be changing. We're looking at about in the next 2 months, over the next 2 months. I'm going to guess on this and say, so this is March, April, May. By the beginning of June, you're not where you're at now. You're in a new job, career, whatever you want to call it. I want to say there are unfounded, that's a huge key word, unfounded fears around this huge change. With this huge change, again, unfounded fears, I want you to know it's like you're in a prison, but the bars to the prison aren't even shut all the way. You've got the keys. You can get out any time. So this two-month time frame, it's just going to be kind of a juggling act on what you want to do and when you want to act on that intuition. You got all that?
Yes.
I'm going to strongly suggest that you do not hold on to the current job you have, okay? I'm not saying go out tomorrow and quit. I want you to let it go, release it, do all the emotional work, everything going on. That go through that process of letting it go. In that way, when this two-month time frame comes through and you're able to get out, move on, or within the, you know, before the two-month time's over, you're emotionally prepared for that. There would be more disappointment staying where you're not meant to be. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. There are great things for you. The main thing that comes through is you've got to follow your your intuition. And I can tell you right now from personal experience and from too many other people's experiences, if you do not go where you are supposed to be going at a certain time in your life, according to your soul plan and spirit and your higher guidance and God, Goddess, whatever you want to call that higher source, that higher source will kick your ass, pull you up by the shirt sleeve, and dramatically rip everything out of your life that you are not supposed to be a part of and drop you on your frickin' butt exactly where you're meant to be. So you can go kicking and screaming like a two-year-old, or you can start the process now and at least start by saying, I accept that I'm meant to move forward in this wonderful life. You got all that, sweetie?
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. Is there anything else?
No, thank you so, so much.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to put you
have
back
a great,
on the hold line.
Have a great night.
Or the listening line. You have a wonderful
Bye.
Evening, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Let me hold with me real quick. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. There are no more callers that have their hands raised. 512, I'm not putting you on the line because I know who you are. And if I get absolutely desperate, I'm going to yank your ass on here. I got a 910. They do not have their hand raised. Let me tell you, it's been 2-3 years since I've been on Blog Talk Radio hosting my own show. It's been maybe 2 years since I was a guest on Ruby's Fire, Ruby, who does her own show and readings. It's No Ordinary Psychic Radio, N-O-P-R, here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been, you know, two years is enough to not be accustomed to the new studio and how I haven't called into a show, since I was a guest on Ruby's show, so I really don't know what the call lines look like to call in. So I'm going to pull on the air this 910 line. If you want to go live, you can let me know, or I can put you back on hold. So let me pull you up. Okay, 910, you are live. Would you like to be on the air?
Yes.
Okay, who is this? What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Rebecca.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's been forever.
This is my friend Rebecca. Rebecca and I have met. We met years ago when I worked.
Yes.
Was it Psychic Source?
It's been about 4 or 5 years.
And many, many years. So this is,
and
this is Rebecca.
I something that your first caller was freaking me out and giving me the chills the whole time.
Awesome.
I hope she's still
now
on. Because her aunt is like, I can feel her aunt is like behind her. I hope she can hear that. And I want her to know that she will, you know, she will be getting little messages from her. And she'll realize they're her aunt.
Very powerful. I wasn't expecting to do medium readings. But what do you do?
And
right?
You know, I can pick up, you know me, I can pick up that stuff. But
absolutely.
And it's gotten even more since we talked a few years ago.
Last I remember, when we were working together, and I cannot remember his name, but you had...
Oh, my goodness. Crazy old Tim.
But who is Tim, the one that crossed over?
Oh, no,
his friend Joel.
His friend Joel crossed over.
Yes, okay, yeah. Those two boys is who I'm thinking of. Tim's the one that's still alive. Joel was his friend. And Joel was on the other side. He still is on the other
and
side.
And Joel just passed within the past couple, it would be like 4 years as of the 12th. So, like, I picked him up really well, like, I haven't picked him up lately. It's because Tim is so blocked.
Yeah.
So I've been sending him positive affirmation messages because I already know how that's supposed to work out. I just have to be patient, and my patience is not there. We know that.
We know that. So, Becca, do you have a question that you actually want me to look at for you?
Oh. I actually really...
Because you didn't even have your hand raised. I'm learning.
No, because I couldn't figure out how to do it. I don't know. You know, I went on and logged in Blog Talk, and it still didn't give me the hand up option.
Yeah, I don't know how it works either. And I didn't... It used to be a different studio for me to work with, and now I'm learning what it is. So, Ruby on the other line... raised your hand because a little question mark came up. So, Ruby, I'm going to pull you on live with Rebecca. Ruby, you there?
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Claire.
Hey.
I just wanted to let the viewers know that when you call in, all you have to do is press the number 1 and that raises your hand.
Is it at any time?
We all learned something tonight.
Yeah, you can do it at any time, and then if you just press 1 again, it takes you off of the queue.
Awesome. Thank you, Ruby. You're always
Yay!
Helpful. Okay,
no
Rebecca.
Problem,
and Ruby, I'm keeping your mic live so that if you want to add to anything, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
Rebecca, what I keep getting for you, are you still in school? Because I keep getting studies, learning. More.
Yes.
There's something with... And
I am in
number
school.
8. Okay, number 8 keeps coming through very strongly. 8 months past, the 8 months forward, 8 weeks, all the
eight months
eight,
until
eight, eight.
I graduate from college.
It seems like forever, too, because that number 8 just flipped on its side as an infinity symbol. Not that you're going to be
That could be my love life that never happens.
Oh, well, yeah. I think I'm going to press 1 on that as well and raise my hand. But I'm not being shown that you're going to be in school forever, like college forever or something like that.
No.
But you're learning. You're constantly craving to learn something new, whether you're in school or not. I get that you can expect to always be taking a class of some sort, online, going to the library just to check out books or order on Amazon, something that is of your passion and interest to continue it learning about regardless. So that's just a nonstop that comes through for you.
And that could be taken anywhere in my life or anyone's life that's listening, like if they see the infinity, it's a continuum.
Oh, yeah, I love the infinity symbol, huge for me. Huge for me. Love, compassion, it's never ending. We're coming, you know, the cycle between going from one end of the pendulum to the other when it comes to astrology and how we just, in 2012, crossed the midway of our galaxy. That's just a huge symbol for me, too. So, you know what? We are down to, like, 6 minutes left, I think, before show cuts off without warning.
Okay.
So I'm trying to give you guys that warning because they don't warn when you're in archives that you're going to disconnect. So.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want to take another caller, that's fine.
Oh, I would love to, but there's nobody else in the call lines and they can't call in anymore.
Okay. So it's wonderful me and my crazy life.
So you want to know about your crazy life?
Yes, if there's nobody else in the call line.
Okay, well, I will look into that, but I also want to tell you that you've done an amazing job of dropping weight and working out and doing what you need to do to look and feel your best. You always looked your best. I've never thought different of you, but you have worked really hard at the gym, I know, and I just want to acknowledge that.
And it's made me, I think, you know, it helps in everything in life. And even though I've become more spiritual, too.
It helps just being It doesn't have to be going to the gym. Just being an active person in the community, getting out, outside, doing something instead of just being inside, building all day, that's huge alone. Because we have to connect to her. We just have to. Okay, so there is a man coming through for you. I don't know. There's two men. There's a significant...
Oh, Lord, I can tell you who both of them are.
Okay, good, because I was just saying, I got two men coming through. One, the one that's closer in your space, the closer one in your space comes through as kind of giving up and walking away. And he comes through as feeling like he's not good enough. There's always an excuse.
That is right.
I can't go out because I don't have the money, or, well, I can't go out because, you know, it seems like there's always an excuse, and it kind of revolves around monetary things or the like.
I think that's Roger.
The other guy seems more stable and down to earth. He's not, like, more realistic, but he's more realistic in the fact of fuck it, you know? Fuck it as in... I'm realistic. If I don't have the money today, I'm not going to have it tomorrow, so I might as well spend what I have today and do something to live my life. And it's not like he's spending thousands of dollars. It's like, yeah, I can afford to spend an extra $5-$10 here so that we have a good time. He's not tight with his money or his time.
Yeah, the other one.
We're down to like 3 minutes left, so I'm gonna wrap this up so that we don't get cut off mid sentence.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
And do you want to ask specific about either of the two?
I know one is Roger, the one who's coming in and out, and the other one is Tim once he figures out his life.
Ah. Okay, we'll talk privately or on the air again about Tim.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
I'm going to write down your number.
Okay.
This number I have, take text messages?
Yes.
Okay, because periodically you come through and I get random thoughts about you and then information about Tim comes through.
Okay.
And I just haven't taken the time to Facebook it. But if I have your number, I may be able to just think about it and text you.
That'll work.
Okay, my lovelies. We're going to...
And I'll send you an email
sometime. Huh?
I'll send you an email for a private sometime.
Okay. You can message me through Facebook or trustclaire@gmail.com.
Okay.
And we'll schedule something up because I'm back at it. And, yeah, there we go. I'll stay in touch with everyone. Okay, we're going to end this show. Everyone have a great night, and I hope that I get to hear from everybody come tomorrow night.